Most of you viewers out there can tell the difference between simple fainting, clinical death, and biologic death. Charles McCaig, take that case for example, who was on the treadmill. I could tell that he was in clinical death. He had a startled question on his face. He was about to ask the question. He looked dumbfounded at me as he's walking on the treadmill. I noticed his heart had stopped, his breathing had stopped, but he was still walking and talking for a minute or two before no brain to the blood flow to the brain registered, and he dropped dead. He was dead and didn't even know it. I should have told him. But what did he do? As soon as we started the clinical death treatment, CPR, we started the heart up again, started breathing again, he came back. This was a case of clinical death. Now, biologic death would have occurred if 4 to 6 minutes time had intervaled between stoppage of heartbeat supplying the brain and breathing stoppage. After that, brain cells, as the most sensitive cells in the body, start dying. Rigor mortis sets in, meaning stiff as a board, and now we need the resurrection. Only God can do a resurrection. We're doing resuscitation, something we're permitted to do.